today's scripture, and I'm going off lectionary for the next several weeks by doing this sermon series. This sermon series is called Do Unto Others, and today's title is called Red and Blue Make Purple, and the topic is kindness. And my screen has frozen, so I will read right here. It comes from Luke 6, 31 through 36. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again, but love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we have come into this place to worship you. And in this time and in this place, we come to hear your words in spite of my own voice. Lord, speak through me. May we hear your voice. May we know your call. May we know your heart. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Hebrew word for kindness is hesed. And it appears 250 times in the Hebrew Bible, pointing to its critical importance for the Bible and of the Jewish faith. Think about that a little bit. 250 times in the Jewish Bible is the word kindness. A poll released on September 27th, 2022, found that 75% of Americans, both conservatives and liberals, and everybody in between, who were surveyed agreed with this statement: to restore peace and unity, we need to model the kindness that understand that kindness is something that we all need to have. Know that kindness is something that we all need to have and to understand. But waiting for our leaders to model kindness and understand with people they disagree may not happen if we, the people who elect them, are not willing to do this first. Maybe they need us to model it for them. I'm reminded of the song from 1955, "Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin with Me." Now, I know that that song came out of the Korean War. But think about that a little bit. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. So many times over these past several months, and it happens every election cycle, but it seems to be more prevalent than ever. Maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe it's because I'm middle-aged now. Maybe it's because I was naive as a child. Maybe because politics was so polarized in the 70s and the 80s that I didn't notice it as much as a child. That there seems to be no happy middle any longer. And yet, the same values that we have been taught from the time that we were children seem to be the ones that everybody longs for. And so that's why I'm going back to the kingdom. The kingdom. Now, if you look at the word kingdom, and kin, K-I-N, happens to be part of that word. And in that word, if you have kin, we all know what kin is, especially in our world. That means you have family. But that actually is a root word. And the root word actually does have to do with family. And it also has to do, and it is the beginning of the word, kindness. Kindness. Now, when we listen to the Sermon on the Plain, which is what it's called when you listen to the Luke Gospel instead of the Matthew Gospel, which is the Sermon on the Mount, we hear Jesus being just a little bit more direct, I think, just a little bit more forceful. You get to hear him saying that you shouldn't hold grudges. I remember as a child growing up, you shouldn't be a lender that way. You shouldn't ever be beholden to somebody, right? You shouldn't borrow things from somebody. That way you're never beholden to somebody. And I remember as a teenager and later as an adult, especially with certain members of my family, if I had asked for help from them, I definitely was going to be owing them something. And I was going to have to pay for it. But that's not what Jesus was telling us. Jesus was telling us that we should do unto others as others would what? I hear some people saying it. Do unto others. That's right. As you would do unto us. It's the golden rule. And this week, and in the past few weeks, we have seen people here in the United States, and we've seen people over the last year in the world lose absolutely everything. And maybe the ones that were across the world seemed a bit more removed because they were across the world. And maybe we felt like we couldn't do as much to help them. But the ones that live in East Tennessee, in North Carolina, in Georgia, Southern Ohio, South Carolina, in Florida, Alabama. Well, maybe that hit home. And maybe you even knew somebody and were worried about somebody this time. Maybe it even became personal this time. Why does it have to become personal for us to start to care? These are human beings. I don't know the names of these people for the most part. I don't know what part of the world they came from other than where they're living now. I don't know if some of them have their houses or not. Don't know the color of their skin or their ages. But I know they needed help. And so I spent many days and many nights, and a lot of you did too, gathering supplies, figuring out ways. And I'm grateful to this community for putting things together, for sending items down. I even saw children give up their birthday money. That's good stuff. They got it. They understood. What does it take for us to have that kind of love and kindness in our hearts all of the time? What does it take to be able to surround people in their time of joys and heartaches and everything in between? That's what it means to walk alongside of people. And this church has a history of 199 years of that. Next year will be 200 years. But it doesn't operate without the help of you. It needs your hands and your feet. It needs your love. It needs money to pay the bills, turn on the electricity. This morning, the custodian had the day off, and I forgot about it. And I'm running around unlocking the doors because I forgot. And those simple little things mean something. Means something to all of you, so you come in. Means something to all of us so that we could worship. What would that simple kindness mean to you to be able to give back to God? What are you willing to do for your brothers and sisters in Christ today? What are you willing to do to just love? Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you today that your gift of kindness was free. Free from me and free for everybody else. It was a gift of mercy. Even to the ones that don't show mercy. Help us, Lord, to do better. Especially me. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.